Storm's raining down on somebody and it smells like falafel meat.
What?
Mom, if you're watching this, I'm sorry.
Welcome to Surviving the Apocalypse, the Nerd's Way. I'm your host, Adam. I'm here with John and a very, very special guest. Live in our magnificent studio, we've featured him on the podcast a couple of times. It is the musician, the artist, the wonderful human being known as Frank Echo. Frank, how are you?
Yeah, I'm good. How are you guys?
Can we call you Frankie? Is that allowed?
Yeah, well, now they call me Frank Echo. I think people will get the idea, like, who I am. My artist's name is, so just call me,
I'll call you Peasant 1.
Go ahead, Daddy.
Does that mean I'm Peasant 2?
Peasant
2?
I mean, that's my 1.
Oh, right.
Also... Number 2.
I've got a nickname for him.
Oh, okay.
Milo Yiannopoulos.
I'm no misogynist, thank you.
Call me Daddy.
No.
I'm already lost. The pop culture references.
Milo Yiannopoulos is a...
Don't worry, he is a confused person.
A controversialist type of individual.
Great person, but he just does a lot of stupid crap sometimes.
Ridiculous.
It also occurs to me that people might not know why you're counting every time you say the word peasant. Like, does even Frankie know?
Probably not. Nobody listens to the podcast.
So basically, Adam has called people peasants too many times, and if he says it three times, on the third time you get to... slap him with a stick, and I'll let you do the honours if he says it.
Well, we're all going to die one day anyway.
Well, geez, that's fatalistic, but yes, very true.
I'm ready. No, I'm kidding.
Things got dark very quick. So, on today's episode, we have a full episode. We're going to do an interview with dear Frankie here. We're going to be talking about one of my favourite games and go through some of the news of that game. We've got a challenge for Frankie as well. And we're going to do something fun, a couple of fun things. But last episode, I may have said something, which I regret to this very day. And that is, this episode was meant to be a zombie run episode.
Oh.
As John cackles madly. Goodness. And so...
Normally it's you doing the evil laugh.
Yeah, I know. Good gracious. I don't like this turn of events. So, with the zombie run episode has been postponed for a couple of reasons. It's rather stormy and rainy outside here.
Excuses.
Oh, yeah. I'll take whatever excuse I can get. Basically, running is a terrible thing that makes you sweat and very hot. And I prefer to remain comfortable and non-liquefied. So, regardless... I think that's a pretty interesting thing to... well, not interesting, but a very good thing to not be running around. Anyway, so I think we should jump into today's topics. Excellent. So, well done. I hope that worked. If not, well, yeah. John, do that in post. So, Frankie, you're also one of these terrible human beings that plays a very terrible, lovely game that consumes everything about you. Is that correct?
Yes.
Excellent.
We're live.
Hello, everybody.
Hello, sexy people.
We just went live.
Yeah, we just went live, if you're watching.
Adam, stop touching the microphone.
I can't help it. I just love it.
Stop touching my microphone.
So, this game. Now, John, you played it a little bit as well, didn't you, back in the day?
I played it for exactly 1 week.
I'm going to share this on my Facebook.
Sorry, from my phone.
No, that's all right. That's okay.
But we have talked about my experience playing the game in a previous episode. Basically,
WoW.
Oh, yeah.
That's the game, if you hadn't guessed. It is World of Warcraft.
Because I went out and all my friends were like, you need to play this game, John.
This was
And then
ago.
I, like, downloaded it, and it took weeks.
I
had ADSL, right?
Mm-hmm.
But then I got on and I was like, I didn't know how to add anyone that I was friends with, so I was just walking around. Mm-hmm. And I made friends with this one guy, and he did this weird, like, group thing where he would kill the monsters, but I'd get heaps of experience for it.
That's what happens.
It's how you cheat to get to the next level, right?
No, well, it's a bit different, but when you grew up
essentially with, like, if it's around your level bracket, I don't know, with this 0.5 patch they're releasing, because they're, like, normalizing every zone to your level.
Yeah, it's different, yeah.
Usually, if you're in a group of the higher level, like someone with a higher level trying to kill like boars, for instance, at a peasant level, let's say,
Does that count as three?
No! That's someone else saying you can't do it.
You actually don't...
You don't get you don't get full experience.
Yeah, you don't get the full experience. You only get like half or even just a quarter, which is pretty sad, but yeah.
But no, so this game, it's fantastic. I've been playing it for years, and for the Alliance... And shout out to Shadow Syndicate
For the Horde.
Get out. In fact, you know what? You're out. Get out. Cancelled.
Wait, is Shadow the opposite of
No. Horde? Shadow Syndicate is my guild.
And are they a Horde?
No. Wait, they're Alliance.
Syndicate. Alliance, okay. So you guys are enemies on the game.
Yeah, essentially.
I'm on both sides.
Oh.
Yeah, he swings both ways.
Double agent.
I swing both ways. I'm a swinger. That just sounded very kinky.
That was stream right past that. So we've got so we're going to be chatting about that for a little bit because it's a fantastic, fantastic expansion that is out. So some brief history. Came out, I think, 13, 14 years ago. It's been going strong ever since. It's got millions of subscribers. And I have to say, though, last... I was making some very strange hand gestures below. From that side, it looks pretty strange. Anyway. So, the game has millions and millions of subscribers, which gives a huge revenue for Australia.
Yeah, they're money-grabbing.
Things. Oh, yeah. But, I mean, it's $16.95 a month for Australians and, I don't know, like $14 for American, but that's fine. But it's a fantastic game. They've got a brilliant expansion at the moment called Legion, where we're finally going up against the Burning Crusade. And it has been fantastic. I've got my priest, monk, mage, warlock, and warrior all just killing everything.
And there's not me with just my 110 demon hunter because I couldn't be screwed.
Ugh.
Legion was a good expansion. It's just for me, I need to play Antorus to feel the challenge, obviously, from what you told me before.
Well, you'd have to be playing it on... either heroic or mythic, because normal I went through and didn't all the
I imagine it'd be like easy.
Yeah. So what we did is in my guild we did the a run with a couple of people, which was great fun. It was ridiculous. Right, anyway, that doesn't matter. We're not going to go into the mechanics of the boss fights.
I'm already bored.
Yes, exactly. So we'll stream through that. So the reason I love this game so much is the lore, is the story. Now,
we've already talked about this on the podcast. You're supposed to be asking Frankie about his experience. Stop trying to take up all the airtime.
I will not.
He loves the attention.
This is surviving the apocalypse, Adam's way.
This is Adam's show.
So no, but Frankie,
what's the guest talk?
Right. Yeah, no, you're right.
You were just asking.
I was just leading into my favorite part around the game.
I feel guys are going to kill me from laughter. I'm just putting that out there.
I'll take care of the corpse.
I'm scared. I'm actually scared.
Send help. Good thing we've got live this time.
Oh, so. We have. Bugger.
Damn it.
So, Frankie, what is your favorite part about this game that's been spanning for years and years and years?
The one that I wasted my life and my mum screaming at me for never spending time with her, which to this day I really couldn't care in a sense. I'm kidding. I do care. It's just the game was a lot more important back in my video gaming addiction years.
Yes, indeed. And it's a proper addiction as well, video gaming addiction.
Oh, yeah. I don't even know why I'm wearing this headphone thing.
There we go. Sorry to my headphones. Yes, indeed. But yeah, so your favourite part of the game?
A favourite part of the game? I don't know, because now I'm playing on Light's Hope, which used to be part of Elysium, but after all the beef that was going down with the previous owner who was stealing all the money...
Mm-hmm.
Where do you want me to start from when I first played? Or?
Well, no, just what's your favourite aspect of the game thus far?
Okay, community, but on the vanilla private server.
Okay, right, that's cool.
Okay, what vanilla private server? I have no idea
it's
what
it's the
that
OG
means.
Game, like the original first.
So basically what happens is the game has become more casual friendly, which is fair because their audience has grown, gotten jobs and everything like that. So
they need more money, clearly, especially with the servers they're running.
What they've done is they've made the game, they've made it easier for the casual player, but they have introduced more mechanics for greater difficulty at higher levels. So they haven't taken away the challenge so much, but they have taken away the gated content.
Oh,
I think that might be your phone.
That's the live stream.
Oh, you're watching it? Now we're going to get into an infinite loop. You can't watch the live stream.
Oh, no, don't watch it. Don't watch it. We're going to die. No, I'm here. You know you're facing outside your... oh, there you go. Good.
What?
You've got the camera the wrong way. There you go. Everybody wants to see the backyard.
Oh, okay. Backyard live camp.
I'm going to reshare that.
Yeah, we're going to need
it. Okay, so we are back. So whatever that
Whoa!
Does.
Whoa! That's loud. Woo! Okay.
Doom. Okay. The vanilla servers are, in for no small part, incredibly difficult, because that's when the game was at its most difficult.
Because I used to play a game that is 100 times better than World of Warcraft.
Shut up.
It's called RuneScape.
Oh, okay, he wins.
That's the baseline.
That's like Disneyland.
That's the gateway drug.
Yeah. Disneyland, you know, yeah.
And then you go to Six Flags later, and that's World of Warcraft.
Yeah.
but yeah, they released the classic game, which is just a duplicate copy of what the game used to be like when everyone first played it.
Mm-hmm.
And then everyone ended up liking that one better. Anyway, but I'll stop talking about my nerdy game obsessions.
No, continue.
Please do.
Okay. But also, do you play Heroes of the Storm at all?
I did for a bit, but then...
You got busy.
For me, the thing is, and the same thing goes for WoW Vanilla. Like, I'll play, like, continuously for a couple of days when I have time.
Mm-hmm.
And when management is getting all up my grill for, like, you know, music stuff, or like, because I'm writing 24/7. That's, like, my main thing now, mm-hmm. you know? Yeah.
So you're too busy being creative and making useful stuff like music
yes.
to play games and be lazy. Okay.
Hey, you watch it there. I'll cut you. It's a brilliant game. It's a good time sink, especially for those like me who are nocturnal and need something to do during the dark hours of the night instead of out stalking their prey. So that's just fun stuff. I thoroughly enjoy the game. There's awesome story elements to it. There's awesome characters.
The storyline is amazing. I will put it out there. I felt like Warlords of Draenor, though, way too boring.
Warlords of Draenor is touted as being the worst expansion that they've put out. Like, in my opinion, that's the transition phase, because most of the higher group left or went to different projects, and so Warlords was kind of the experimental new people coming in.
I do feel like as well, though, it was kind of a lead up to the movie, in a sense.
Well,
if you think about it.
Whoa, movie. Yeah, there was a World of Warcraft movie.
Yeah.
What did you guys think of that?
I didn't... They tried to artificially make love interests, which I'm not a huge fan of.
Oh, just because you couldn't find one in the real game?
Didn't that actually happen in the books, though? No.
Nope. No, okay. No. Garona and Lothar never had any type of attraction to one another.
I was saying, an orc and a human.
Yeah, half. Well, technically she's half orc, half Draenei, but yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah, Garona was half orc, half Draenei. She's a half breed. And, yeah, so...
Mudblood.
So you've got... I like the kind of story elements that have phased through the game, that haven't come into the game, but they've been in, like, the extended universe, the graphic novels. There's a character, Madame, who was the son of Medivh and Garona. Garona was more...
Wait a second. So you're telling me that Medivh
yep.
did it with Garona?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I never knew that.
Yeah. The lore.
Yeah, I know you're a lot more better at the lore bit than I am.
Because I like the story.
I don't even know any of these names. Probably because I only played it.
Anyone who from my guild was listening would. So they'd know these type of things. Oh,
so the guild's
Shadow Syndicate.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. All right, I feel like we've talked about WoW too much because we talked about it last episode.
Yep, that's
so let's
cool.
move on to something far more important. Frank Echo.
Oh, all right. So we've got to ask you some questions, and you're going to answer them, or I get to stab you 12 times.
You're going to have a crazy wog mum run after you, just saying,
"Oh my god, what are you doing?
You killed my Frank! What's oh my god?" Mum, if you're watching this, I'm sorry.
Yeah,
she's on Facebook now. This year, so yeah.
Yeah, that's dangerous. All right. So, John, you lead us off, if you like.
Okay, so Frankie, just so that we can get to know you and the musician, artist, genius that is Frank Echo. I am trying to pander to your ego a little bit there. It's a bit shameless, all right.
You're just a big fan.
Yeah.
Can you sign my arm,
I'll
please?
I'll sign your boobie.
Oh, dear. I haven't been running enough. I needed to play the zombie run
game. You're telling me, last time you saw me, I like put on weight now. I'm like 100 kilos.
All right.
Well, maybe you can join the zombie run with us if you like.
Yes. I'll be eaten first, though. I want to see you die first.
That would happen. No, believe me. Me running is a terrible experience for everyone involved. But anyway, continue.
So, yeah, we haven't even got to the first question yet.
Who wants to crack a cold one with the boys? I'm kidding.
All right, that would make for a very different episode.
Yes, maybe. So, I don't have my list in front of me because we're currently using my phone to stream.
Oh, yeah, that's right. So, I will ask the first question. So, where are you living at the moment?
So...
Like, not the street address. We're not trying to crazy stalk you.
I've already sent...
to my door.
I've already sent, like, locks of my hair and everything off, so it's fine.
Oh, yeah. It's the king of owls.
Yeah.
I live in Melbourne currently.
In Australia? For anyone,
that doesn't know where Melbourne is, I mean, I'm sure there's 100 other Melbournes that we don't know about.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In fact, if you are from a different Melbourne, please leave a comment. I don't know.
I'd love to know. I'd actually love to know.
Yeah. Okay, so you're in Melbourne. And what is your current lifestyle like? Are you studying? Are you just making music?
So I'm studying a bachelor's in music industry right now. And I'm at RMIT University.
Dude, that's awesome.
Yeah, it's a very hard course to get into. So they only take 75 people in a year. I was really lucky to get in, actually. I didn't think I would.
Nice.
But
so how did you manage to get in then? Like, is it a series of tests or do you have to show them what you've done?
Yeah, it's basically kind of portfolio. I thought they
would
interview me.
Is it a trial of death? Like a combat to the death?
I would have won that. Yeah. I will say that. I mean, I almost broke someone's arm once in the fight.
Oh,
wow.
No, no joke. It was pretty cool.
Fights.
So what you're saying is it was a battle for the death and you did win and that's how you got in.
That makes sense.
Okay, so you had to give in your portfolio, so some songs that you made?
Well, it was just a background so far whatever I've done in the industry. And luckily, by then, like, I already had a pretty let's call it pedigree background of having a track of mine supported by Above and Beyond. Like, I think they're number 20-something.
Oh, yeah, wow.
Yeah, that...
Which track was that?
Pardon?
Which track was that?
It's Time by Frankie Timmis. So back when I was Frankie Timmis, mm-hmm. before I did a brand change. It was a cool track. I've written that in one night, I think, that track.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so it just came. I sent it over to a few mates over in Queensland who run a pretty big trance and deep house label. Mm-hmm. Actually, I just had a recent track released on that label again, and I've just got support from Cosmic Gate. Armin Van Buuren downloaded the track and listened to it.
Oh, really?
Yeah, I don't know if
he's
got play
one
it.
Of my favorite songs.
I know, with the Owl City, with the
Utopia. Yeah,
yeah, Utopia, yeah. But I got some pretty major support from this new track as well, which is under Frank Echo. It should be up on Spotify soon.
Jeez, that's awesome.
Yeah. Look, you know, like, I didn't enjoy the whole trance and Deep House stuff, but I'm over it.
Mm-hmm.
I've moved on to a lot more bigger things. Oh, hello.
Camera change. So, I thoroughly, like... One of my favorite tracks.
Please don't say Turks for a second.
Yes, you're Turkmenistan. No,
one of Turks. My favorite... We actually hate them, just saying.
One of my favorite tracks that you've actually released was one we played on the podcast. I think it was actually last week or the week before.
Which?
Or last episode, rather. Through Darkness. Oh, no, Awaken From...
That one I released on my label.
Yeah, I thoroughly enjoyed that. I love the... you've got, like, all the electronic music, but you know me, I'm not a huge...
I do cinematic elements in some of my instrumental tracks, because, like, I do love that stuff.
Yeah, like, but it just had that solo instrument in there, which brought, no small amount of joy to it, just brought a...
Yeah, what was that?
Was that piano?
Was that, like, a piano, or was it...
Yeah, that was a piano. I use a ton of reverb and delay where I can.
That's awesome.
Nice. Getting in depth.
Yeah.
I could ask you all day about, like, plugins.
I can
get.
I can. Oh, I've spent at least over $1,000 or $2,000 on plugins. Yeah, I mean,
that's more than we've ever have or will spend on this podcast.
Oh, yes. It's worth it. It's, you know, it's worth it.
So, what are we going to expect from you coming up? Essentially, new stuff?
New stuff wise. How do I explain it? So next year is going to be all vocal tracks.
Oh, really?
Yeah, so I've already...
I'm available. No.
I'll show a preview of one of them on the thing shortly.
All right.
Sweet.
Music.
Yeah.
We got music this week. Yay.
I'll show a bit like half of the track because I think it'll be good for you guys to have an idea which direction I'm going now. But I'm definitely going more of the pop music side of things. So, but like,
oh, awesome.
I'm excited.
Yeah.
Something new.
Well, that's the thing. Like, I've always had a big passion for it, and like, my goal is to basically is to become like a touring artist. Like, I do want to headline festivals. Mm-hmm. I want to hold my first Grammy by the time I'm 28.
Good to have those goals.
Yeah. You've got to have them.
I'm 28, but I don't want a Grammy. I just use it as a murder weapon. I mean, gracious.
I'll give it to you after. I couldn't give a crap for the Grammy anyway.
I didn't have a Grammy. I know, I've never won a Grammy. How could I have killed this person with a Grammy?
Yeah.
You.
No.
But, pretty much I'll have like between 6 to 8 vocal tracks coming out next year. One of them, which I'll show shortly, we're releasing next year. Hopefully, we'll release it on the same day with Mrs. Suicide Sheep. I don't know if you know that channel. It's like got 8 million subscribers.
You're the music guy. I'm just gonna go. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Mr. Suicide Sheep is
it
just
sounds like something I'd like.
Yeah, it's music. There's nothing like dark about it. It's just
really good. He curates pretty much like any pop hit or like remix or any indie-tronic song and. It's always been, like, I have it on my goals list, like, next year I would love to try and get on that channel.
Oh, that's
and
cool.
I think this would be a great opportunity because it's a really good channel. I mean, 8 million subscribers, you know. Mm. It is hard, though. Like, it isn't how many numbers. I used to be one of these people, like, they say, oh, you need a big following, like, to become big already, but that's not true. Mm. It's actually, like, you need to write good music.
Yeah.
Like
quality over quantity.
Yeah, exactly. Mm-hmm. Quality. Like, I would rather release a single every 2 months instead of an EP that contains only one good song and the rest crap, you know?
That's fair. That's good. So, speaking of quality music, what's the weirdest place you've ever come up with a song idea? And don't say the toilet, because I constantly come up with those.
Shut up.
I like to poo. That can be on your new EP if you like.
Kill me. what's the awkwardest place? I actually made a melody once in the bathtub.
Oh.
Just put it out there, like, a lot of my feelings, because I've got a depression.
Mm-hmm.
So I do go through a form of severe depression and anxiety, and, like, I just do weird stuff sometimes. When I used to live here in Perth, I sat in the bathtub, because I was just, like, hanging myself, and...
It's a strange way
it was
yourself,
intense, all right, but this is just pure honesty.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
I just wrote this melody.
Mm-hmm.
It sounded really cool. I don't think I'll ever release a track because I don't like it, but it was fun.
Yeah.
You know? Yeah, I just did that.
Cool.
Yeah.
So, in the bath. I like it. Okay.
There was no water, obviously, otherwise I wouldn't be here due to an electrocution.
That's cool. I don't mind that. Just keep your microphone. Take that.
God.
It's a road anyway. Who cares?
Oh! My I don't know if that's a burn, but I'm shooting!
Okay, so what is your favourite song that you've ever made on release?
What's your favourite song, personally, that you've liked? I know it's like saying what's your favourite child, but let's face it, every parent has a favourite child, and I know I'm the favourite, so that's fine.
I don't like any of them.
Whoa.
Done. Excellent.
I guess fucking keeps
headline. This Frank Echo hates his own music.
Okay.
Self-deprecation.
I don't like... The thing is, like, I'm a very self-critical person. Like, it's good. It's great to see that in Awaken on Dark Slumber, I got... an article written on me by EDM Sources, which is like one of the biggest EDM blogs out there.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not happy with this song.
No, fair enough. Well, being a self-critic, I mean, that is the best way to obviously improve your art. So I'm quite fine with that, I'd say.
No, for sure. I think it's important because like that's how you get the best out of you.
All right. So
The next question is. What do you think of KRK Rocket Monitors? This came from the live stream.
Oh, okay, right. So I'm just like, this wasn't on our question. KRK Monitors.
Yeah.
Yay or nay?
Nay. Okay, for real though, yay, because...
See, the thing is, they got too much lows depending on what environment you're in.
So if anyone doesn't know, which I'm guessing everyone doesn't know, the KRK Rocket is like the base model, like cheapest speakers that you can get. But everyone ends up getting them for their first thing if they want to produce music.
I didn't. I got JBL's.
I've got the diamond encrusted ones, and they're magnificent.
Frankie, aren't those your first monitors?
Yeah, these are my first ones. I gave them to you. Yeah,
I still haven't gotten them.
I gave them to him. Yeah,
that's
good. Yeah, why not?
Oh, that's
supporting a young budding artist.
Alright, so, what do you hope to achieve with your music then? So if you're, like you say, you're self-critical, so you thoroughly go through each of your music to try and bring it to perfection, but in the end, what do you hope to achieve with this musically creative, diverse portfolio you've got?
I'd say definitely to become a very big artist in the sense of like in the US market.
Mm-hmm.
You might have heard of him, Illenium.
Yeah, I like his music a lot.
Yeah, so I'm kind of writing in this style a lot at Mitus's, Seven Lines. I want to join that scene, but like become a lot more bigger in a sense and try and like grow that scene.
But what is it? Just the fame you're after, or is it just like are you wanting to spread a certain message? Are you wanting?
It is chasing like my goals, but at the same time, it's making a difference in a sense, like being one of those artists who can make a difference in that community. Like, hopefully, you know, to spread the message saying that you don't need drugs, like a lot of drugs. Obviously, that's your thing. But
because you're quite anti-drug, aren't you?
I've never done any. A lot of my friends do. You know, I don't mind that. Like, that's their business. You know, but because everyone's got choice, but.
But you want to show that you don't need them.
You don't need them to have a good life. You know,
mass respect for that.
Yeah,
well, that's good.
Same as with getting drunk, you know. I mean, like, obviously, some of us have our own faults, you know, here and there. Like, any human does, you know, getting drunk from problems and stuff. And that's where, like, I did that fundraiser for Beyond Blue this year, you know.
Yeah.
Part of that was because I know drinking and stuff is part of, like, what is healing them, you know, like, in quotation marks.
It fills the void, as it were.
It fills the void for, like, a good couple of hours. But I do. My message is spreading for mental health, you know, and to try and help people in a big sense.
That's good.
I love that. Yeah, yeah, I was expecting you to say about the Grammys again.
I want some money!
Just had piles of money.
The Grammy thing.
That's a
goal, not because it's a Grammy or I want to be super famous. Let's face it, anyone can become famous these days, you know?
I mean, what's that? Abomination of a woman.
Kim Kardashian.
No, well, that as well. But,
I had to watch Daytime Catch Me Outside.
She actually signed a record deal with Atlantis Records.
Whoa. So she's already done better than me.
At the moment, I want to be Professor Farnsworth and just be like, I don't want to live on this planet anymore.
Already him?
I'm essentially him. So, yes, but I'm real happy with that message about you wanting to spread a message of hope rather than.
Well, that's the thing.
Yeah. You don't need drugs, alcohol to be a successful individual.
I'm gonna have this moment of truth with you guys as well. Like, especially when it comes in terms of like.
Close the window.
Oh yeah, window. especially when it comes to like, you know, people that come from certain faiths or anything. Like, I do want to kind of bring. My goal is to bring people as one, and it's no matter where you're from or who you are, what culture you come from, like, to put that aside and just love one another.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
That's good. I mean, that's not what I go for because, you know, yuck. So in your journey, like going, like starting from where you started and where you are now, can you remember what the best piece of advice you've been given is?
Best piece of advice,
or even that you've heard from, like,
I just got told, you know, don't matter what anyone tells you, like, just go for it and just be creative, you know, like, try and experiment as much as you can, and like, don't copy other people, because as much as copying other people goes, like, you won't get anywhere. You might for a moment, like, as some people have, but writing the same thing isn't gonna last forever. If you like, I'm always big for change when it comes to the music industry.
Pendulum. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Pendulum, shut up. I love Pendulum.
I made a music joke! Yay! I'm
proud! I'm actually going to kill you. I love Pendulum, right?
I don't mind Pendulum, but I listened to, like, was it Watercolor and Witchcraft? And I was like, they're essentially the same song.
The thing is, they're so good, both of those songs. I wouldn't mind that. Like, they're allowed to go get away with it.
I see how it is. We've got a double standards, right? I see. But yeah.
Okay, what is your...
I could come up with so many jokes up. They're just so appropriate.
The trouble is surviving the apocalypse the nerd's way. It's not surviving the apocalypse the music nerd's way. So it might go over
a lot of this. Is this a music episode this time?
Yeah, I guess
it's potentially be.
So, what do we say this episode was going to be called? Like mutant fried chicken or something?
Something like that. That was a terrible.
Are you guys calling me fat?
I had a mutant fried chicken.
I didn't put on my name, come on.
Okay. I was going to... Look. Let's call it there. Last question.
Yeah.
Final question.
I'll play this song after if you want for a bit. Yeah.
Yes, please. We'll put it towards the end of the episode with that normal music section, if you don't mind. My final question is how.
Oh,
actually, you do it, Adam.
Very well. Okay, Frankie. This is the tough part. How do you think, or how will you survive the zombie apocalypse?
I'm going to think like Pete Cook here, because let's face
smart
it,
man.
Pete is one of the smartest legends out there. I love him.
Testify.
Shut up. I'll kill you.
I think he's watching on live stream. Are we allowed to say your last name on, or should I edit that out?
Well, no. his last name would have came up when I joined. True. Yeah, so
yeah. That's all right. But yeah, so how do you think you will survive? What plans do you reckon you'd be able to implement?
Okay, let me go back to one of the things that Pete said. I'm going to copy him.
Oh, okay.
I remember when I used to serve at youth, he was telling one of you guys.
Mm-hmm.
I will get a boat and go in the middle of the ocean.
Mm-hmm.
And
how are you going to get water?
I purify the water from the ocean.
Okay, how are you going to do that?
Ask him.
Essentially, what you're going to do is you're going to just jump on Pete's boat.
Since this is about how to survive the apocalypse, I'll give everyone a crash course. So first, you need to find a bucket. Then you find the lid. Then all you have to do is let the water evaporate into the lid, and then you get a second bucket and have it pour down from that lid into the other bucket.
Interesting little prospect that I have. So it's out on the boat. Not going to spend too long on this, but you've got to think. Because even Peter's changed his mind on this type of stuff.
Okay.
Because we have long discussions about all this fun topics. But a boat, certainly way to go. Might buy you a day or two, and then...
I'll eventually die off because of my stupidity and my heroic actions, so,
okay,
let's face it.
In our group, we need bait, so you can just be someone stuck in a cage. So that'll be fine.
Oh my god.
He says to the artist. that's just a little bit of a... do you have anything you want to add to that? Any other any other messages you want to put out to the audience?
In terms of zombie stuff?
No, just in general. Like, if there's any advice you want to give to budding artists out there.
Advice-wise, look,
perhaps 5 years from now, when they're on a weird podcast and someone says, what's the best piece of advice you've been given? They can go back, well, I remember back on this horrible podcast where a bunch of nerds got around and talked. There was this awesome artist that came on and gave me some good advice. What do you reckon that advice would be?
Look, all I'm going to say is just, like, follow your heart. You know, if you've got the same ambitions as me as, like, becoming a really, like, big artist, and, you know, you want to headline and tour and, you know, have your music, you know, like, millions of plays on Spotify, all I'm going to say is just keep your head straight. Don't be distracted by a lot of things, you know. If anyone tries to bring you down, like, ignore it, because there are a lot of horrible people out there in that sense. I've had a lot of that, like... there have been a lot of people trying to disencourage me, but like I've never gave up, and since I've never gave up on anything, I've always got to where I want to, you know.
That's good, man.
So I've always had this mindset, you know, if you keep on going, and it's, you know, like there's this thing called the 10,000 hour rule. It's not true, because you can do 10,000 hours of becoming a good musician and could be stuck at one point still, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, all I'm going to say is every time you write a song, improve on something, because it will get you somewhere to your goals or dreams, you know.
So seek constant improvement.
Yeah, seek constant improvement. Just be persistent, you know. If you go through writer's block, leave it be for a bit, or just push through it, you know.
Mm-hmm. That's good advice.
You know, and all I can say is, like, just have fun, you know. Like, I have a few people that I used to know and still know who are quite egotistical, sadly, and.
Oh, jeez. Take it easy. All right. I'm trying my best.
Shut up. You know, and they're like, oh, I want to become this super famous guy, blah, blah, blah. And I'm like, and they've got this attitude, like they think they know everything. And with that attitude, you actually won't get anywhere. So all I can say is remain humble and help people where you can.
Sit down and be humble.
Yeah, sit down and be humble. My left stroke just went viral. God, Kendrick Lamar.
These names are going over my head, but that's okay. That's all right. But no, I'm glad that that is a message you're trying to propagate. You know, be humble, constant improvement. Don't be a dick, essentially.
Pretty much, yeah. That's
might have to edit that.
Yeah, that's all I can say. And like, this is the most important one I found. Surround yourself with people that have the same ambitions, because this isn't a competition. People say, you know, the music industry is very competitive, but it actually isn't. Like when you actually look at it in the big reality, it's, you know, the connections and stuff you make, no one's going to give a crap if you're competitive and stuff, you know. Mm-hmm. Like, they want people that actually do care.
Yeah, that's cool. Yeah. That's cool. All right, so.
And I should also say, if anyone is getting the impression that Frankie is not humble, I should also point out that he brought his own recording gear to the podcast to help us.
Yeah, for sure. No,
so that's fantastic. How much of a down-to-earth guy he is.
All right, so transition. I hope that was the right button. Good, excellent. So, transition again. Anyway, so...
Stop transitioning!
Not even.
All right, so this one is going to be interesting. Do you trust me, Frankie?
Baby, I trust you all the time.
The answer is no, and you'll die horribly if you have that attitude, but nonetheless, I'd like to do a challenge for you. The audience is going to see what it is, and don't worry, it's not going to leave you permanently marred or maimed. So what I'd like you to do is close your eyes... Open your mouth and lean your head back. This is not going to be anything oddly intriguing. But no, let's see if... will you accept that challenge? Would you... So it's got to be like this. So it's got to be like... And you can't...
Well, my mum always told me to ask before whatever happens.
Mm-hmm.
I don't take stuff from strangers.
Oh, this is a... Don't forget... Family-friendly podcast for the most part. We're not going to have anything.
As
well,
I
tested this on John before as well. Okay.
Yeah, I can confirm you'll be fine.
John is.
Oh, okay. Well then,
John is the nice one. I'm the evil one. Let's remember that.
Mm. So he's as much as a puppy as I am. So I mean,
are you happy to accept this?
Yeah. Okay. All right, let's
do it. So close your eyes. Uh-huh. Keep them closed. I'm just going to show the audience what's happening here. So this is what happened before. I haven't posted the video yet, but nonetheless... you're doing that. All right, so here's what's going to happen. Let's see how much you trust and how you're going to do this. So, keep your eyes closed.
Oh, wow, Frankie, are you okay?
He's crying. It's okay. Keep your eyes closed. Tilt your head back. Open your mouth. Alrighty, here we go. Let's see. Try not to flinch like John did, because this could get messy and hilarious. Oh, no! It's fine. It's sweet.
Sorry about your shirt.
I don't think it got on his shirt. It got on his chest.
On my hairy chest.
Oh, I thought that was a jumper.
Oh.
Sorry, Frankie.
Alright,
yeah, can you give me a thing just so I can wipe it off? Yeah.
So continue on that, but let's just.
So, Frankie, just so you know, none of that was my idea. That was all Adam's.
Oh, well. Fun is fun.
Oh, wow, it got everywhere.
Wait.
What were you thinking as it was coming down? What did you think
it
was?
Like a scorpion or something in my mouth.
Yeah. Because when he did it to me, I was like, what is this, like some kind of weird alien goop? I was like, where did he even get it from?
Oh, yeah. I'm just checking. Like,
I'm going to have to buy you a new shirt to make up for it.
I actually bought this sleeve from H&M as well.
Oh, really?
No, it's fine. It's not there. It's all good.
Do you want me to turn the live stream off so you can take the shirt off?
No, it's all right. It's all right. I only need this. Oh, thank you.
So...
Basically, this is a new, brand new shirt that he bought just today, Adam, you've ruined.
Well, Honey is a brilliant
anti-inflammatory.
Sure, let's go with that. It's a wonderful thing. Oh, careful there. Good gracious. So, yeah.
Is there any left? Okay, but... There you go. Okay, no, go on.
Oh, I'm not looking down there. Good gracious.
<Bastard.
laughs> I think it only got to about here anyway, so... I'm glad you like that.
We're normally supposed to invite guests on our show and like have them have a wonderful experience and think, oh, I'm so glad I was on that show.
No, you're going to come onto our show and get covered in honey or cinnamon or, I don't know, ammonia.
Ammonia.
Mm-hmm. Chlorine gas.
So it could have been worse, is what we're saying, Frankie.
Yeah, it could have been.
I'm very sorry. I'm going to have to think of a way to make up for that. To, like, undo Adam's evil.
Well, you are the counterbalance to me, but that's all right. That's okay.
All right. Next segment before Frankie kills us.
All right. So this is actually something Frankie might enjoy.
Texas cinnamon challenge.
Cinnamon challenge. Oh, all right.
Fine. Maybe.
Don't kill me.
So, this is one that you might enjoy, being a musically able person. What we're going to do is we're going to try and make up a song, verse by verse. Each of us will create a verse, I guess.
America. No, I'm kidding.
North Korea. Yeah. Glorious supreme leader.
I feel like that's the song they would make in South Park.
Probably.
I would like to remind everyone that this is not a political podcast.
Noted. We have a... I'm thinking an idea just to make a song verse by verse, and maybe you'd like to put some music to that in the future and do some fun stuff.
Okay.
Yeah?
Okay, I've got my notepad ready. Who wants to start the first verse?
Let's just copy an instrumental from Humble by Kendrick Lamar.
Oh, yeah.
Just bass notes for piano.
Isn't that good enough?
Are you trying to kill him?
Ow.
Is that working? Like, legit, or...?
John's attempt... Oh, there goes my phone with the live stream. Don't worry, people. We'll be back in just a moment.
Wait, did the live stream really fall down?
Yes, you've just moved the whole thing it was sitting on.
Sorry, live stream. Where'd you go?
Okay. Where'd you go from? Where'd you go?
My man.
Okay.
Your
expertise. Oh, there we go.
How does Kendrick Lamar go?
Let me find... No, what you played first was... What you played first...
Okay, so the way this game is going to work, we're each going to write one line of the verse.
Okay.
But what I haven't told you guys is you're all to write it down in your phone, and then we're going to combine it together with no context.
So,
Frankie, you're doing the opening line, you'll do the second line, and I'll do the last line.
Okay, and then can we do a chorus as well?
Yeah, we'll do a pre-chorus and then a chorus. It'll be amazing.
Okay, all right.
So just lyrics.
Yeah, just lyrics.
Okay.
So opening second.
Okay. No way.
And that is going to be how the music of the song is going to go.
Boom, boom. All right. Now, this is an interesting...
Okay, no, that chord progression is good. Yeah.
Ready? I've written my line.
Oh, well, no, I haven't. Jeez. Well, how long does the line have to be, roughly?
I have no idea.
Okay.
Can you play a progression again? Just play it on loop. You're Ableton loop.
Wow, you guys are taking a long time on the first verse.
Okay, I don't know anything about music, so I've just gone through something semi-serious to something absolutely retardedly silly. Okay.
It's the G, right?
Okay, good. I'm just like, ooh, dreadful. We talk about honey here. Is this payback for covering you in honey?
No, it's just worse.
Okay.
John, what are you doing?
What are you doing?
Sorry?
What's happening now?
You can't hear the music?
No.
Obviously not. There we go. So should we start? What is this?
I'm intro, yeah?
Yeah.
Okay.
I was walking down City Mall, saw two body bags next to my van. Corbin said, you kill him, chill him. They said, sure.
Oh, just because I'm alone on the sea, I find myself unable to pee. Yeah. Yeah.
Unless when I realize that was a zombie chasing me. And to the chorus.
This fits so well.
I haven't done chorus running. I'm just improvising.
Just go. Only one line of the chorus each.
One line of the chorus each. Okay. This is easy. I'm just going to put something absolutely horrible.
I'm going to write the first line. You do the last line, and Frankie can do the second line.
Oh God. This was hectic.
Yeah, we're all riding furiously trying to come up with some random line for this song.
I'm going to have to severely auto-tune my voice.
I've got a waves tune.
Nice.
So yes, now we've all just completed our chorus as well, I imagine.
I'm just going to improvise.
That's fair. So John, you're the first, Frankie second, and I'm last, I believe. So should we start...
We start from the top.
Yeah, start from the top.
Alright. I'm walking down City Mall, saw two body bags next to the van. Call up and said, you kill him and chill him. They said, sure.
Oh, yeah. Just because I'm alone in the sea, I find myself unable to pee. Yeah, yeah.
And that's when there's a zombie chasing me, running away.
Daddy, please, Daddy Trump.
Running away.
The storm's rain down on me, and it smells like falafel.
Daddy Trump.
Okay.
It's just...
so good. The next single by Frank Echo.
Featuring Chokely and... Wait, Piano Chokely and...
Nighthouse.
Daddy.
Yeah, Daddy. So, let's just review some of that song. We have bodies leaning next to in body bags, next to a van.
Hello, City Mall, you kill him, we chill him.
We've got someone alone on the sea and finding themselves unable to pee. You've got a zombie sneaking up behind them. You've got... Storm's raining down on somebody and it smells like falafel meat.
What? No way.
Oh, no.
I really want to produce the final version of this song.
We've just reached a new low. Oh my, that was brilliant. Loved every second of it.
Brilliant.
So fabulous. The podcast went from G to R rated. What was the R rated bit?
I don't think so. Maybe like the body bags. I think that's pretty basic.
And Daddy Trump. I was trying to copy Miller.
Oh, that's all right. Okay.
That could not have possibly gone any better.
No, that was
beautiful.
It also couldn't have gone any worse.
It was the perfect mix.
That wasn't planned, by the way. Oh, just saying.
Oh, yeah, we spent like 15 minutes like, this one's a good song. Okay, so transition.
I actually noticed, Clay, you're on the... It says he's watching, so I'm going to preview our song, man. I'll give you the background of the song.
Yeah, great.
Should we ask him, like, make sure he's okay?
It's just a preview, we've shown heaps of friends anyway. Okay. It's fine. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Our audience isn't that large anyway, so it's okay.
One person listens to our podcast.
So, give it the background. So, I met Clay through my manager, Alex, who lives in Perth currently.
Mm-hmm.
He manages these boys that used to be in a big band that used to be signed to Universal, I think. They got dropped due to the recession. I think that's how Alex explained to me. Yeah, it's a lot of like artists get dropped like through these big labels anyway. Yeah, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But they've had music in the past played on the Ghost Whisperer, like basically a whole bunch of really big shows in America and even here, like. Mm-hmm. pretty much like Channel 9, Channel 7 shows and stuff like that.
Hit radio stuff, yeah.
Yeah. A lot of the guys, like, they've went into their separate projects, like you can say. And Clay, he's going to come back with just as the underdeserving himself, as the because he's the frontman vocalist.
Cool.
Yeah, he's an amazing vocalist. I'll show you the song now.
Yep, sure.
I can deconstruct it for you a bit after.
This is Technical Talk with John and Frankie.
I can explain, like, how we just, like, in 2 minutes. Yeah.
Alex Malcolm.
Yeah, that's my manager. What's he saying?
Stop!
That's copyrighted material. You're fired.
Oh, I like that.
Yeah. I love those diamond chords from the guitar.
Oh, that's an expensive guitar.
What is a diamond?
It's triads, pretty much, I think. Yeah.
I just thought it was a chord made of diamonds.
We're getting the guitar re-recorded, and it has like a bit of shuffle to it too. So it should be coming by tomorrow, I think. Yeah.
That's cool. No, I understand.
And already we're in trouble for posting that, so everyone run.
No, that was great. That was fantastic. I like it.
Sneak preview, like preview before the preview is even available.
Yeah, exactly.
So I'll deconstruct it a bit. So basically that intro guitar I recorded, Alex, this is how amazing he is, all right? He's the sexiest man alive.
Oh, my.
If I was a girl, I'd date him.
Oh, my.
But out of all seriousness, like, not only is he a manager, but he came over to my house yesterday, and I showed him a new track that I'm going to be working on with this amazing vocalist from Europe who's also our European management called Hecla Goodman. She's really amazing. And he sits with me, and he goes, oh, maybe we can try this chord. And he takes a guitar, and, like, he works with me on the music. So, like, it's not every day you find management like that, you know?
Yeah, wow.
But, he sat with me on the phone, and like the intro guitar I recorded back in Melbourne with my Telecaster, and like he was like, oh, I'll put the capo on the third fret and try this and experiment with the notes, and I did that, and like I came up with something a bit different than what he did, but still, like, it's like he helped me out on that, you know. Sound design I've done all by myself with Serum and Sealant One.
Nice.
I did an instrumental in one night as well. That was one of those tracks. Clay, he wrote the lyrics over time. It pretty much was a track we worked on for 6 months. So yeah, hopefully that'll go big. I think this will be probably a breakthrough track of a bit of a feeling. Yeah.
That's cool. So you reckon that's going to be played on Hit 92.9 or Nova 93.7?
I think 92.9 is so oversaturated. But
there's so many ads on 92.9.
I hate it.
But it is a commercial radio station.
Yeah, they need to make money somehow. Indeed. Just like us. That's why you should buy Orange Opress Juice.
And buy a new single, Rain Falafel Mint.
Thank you very much.
Alex, Frankie, you should be dancing to it.
Yeah, you should.
Okay, now we're going to go viral.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
No. Thank you very much for sharing that with us, Frankie. Sure, we look forward to hearing the final track eventually.
Oh, for sure. We'll be sent to mastering soon, because I finished the mix down, so.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
So, John, there we go. So, John. Transition.
Okay, wow, guys. Too much transition effect.
Yeah, true. Sorry. So, John. One of my favourite topics... Well, you and I both like issues with the mind. So, we both like the idea of mind palaces, and...
Your palace, baby.
So, this is something you might be interested in as well. G-rated, indeed. But, One of the topics I'd like to talk about is lucid dreaming. So, John, do you want to give us an overview of what lucid dreaming is for those of our esteemed listeners who don't quite know?
Basically, lucid dreaming is this idea that not only can you remember your dreams and experience your dreams...
Sounds like Inception, kind of.
Yes.
I love Inception. Also, favorite movie.
Yeah, my favorite movie as well, Inception. Basically, lucid dreaming is when you're able to control your own actions and sometimes everyone else's in the dream, what location it is, etc., etc.
You've been able to lucid dream once, haven't you?
That's what story I would like to tell.
That'd be fantastic.
So I watched the movie Inception, Frankie and I's favourite movie.
That's possibly one of the most phenomenal movies I've ever watched, besides Gladiator, purely because of the fact of how the music just complements that movie so much. Hans Zimmer did a bang job with it.
That's actually a topic we could talk about next time. We've actually got that written down, is music and cinema.
That's perfect. Yeah,
we'd like that type of stuff. So yeah,
I should actually send you the new version of Through Darkness, which I'm going to release next year. It's a reboot. You might like it.
I'd like it.
It's very cinematic.
I just like the title. Yeah. continue on. So lucid dreaming, you are able to control actions, and you have lucid dreamed once. Is that correct?
Yes, so I actually, what is this? After Inception, I watched it. It changed my life. I decided I was going to stop at nothing to be able to lucid dream.
All right.
Because if you think about it, like, I like to be a productive kind of person. I have a lot of things I want to do. I've written a short film. I've written two novels.
You're like an innovator. I can say that. You're a really big innovator.
He works hard.
Yeah. I've got that scrappy composting business. This podcast, like piano, clean music.
This
a billion
is
other
though.
Things. Oh, yes, this is the favorite, but I tell that to everyone in my creative endeavors. I was like, I need to cram more stuff into the day. How about cramming into the night instead?
I cannot sleep and I can't have any free time. Let's pack it all filled with, you know, everything. I like it. Mm-hmm.
So essentially I was like, I need to lucid dream. Now, I looked it up on the internet and there's a few tricks that you can use to do it.
Yeah, but I'd like to talk about those, but I want to hear about your lucid dream first.
Okay.
Because I've got some tricks as well that I'd like to talk about.
Okay,
sounds like juicy.
So the
stuff.
Trick that I chose in the end, there's many, many other tricks, but the one I chose in the end that worked for me was to write down the dream every morning as soon as you wake up.
Oh, right.
Write it down.
So like a dream journal.
Yeah. So I actually got it in, I was trying to load it up earlier. I actually kept the recording of all of the dreams I wrote down. But I couldn't find it.
Oh, unfortunate. That would be fun.
So, basically, the dreams just got weirder and weirder and weirder. But one time, I finally realized, okay? So, I got into the dream, and it was at my parents' house, because I was living with my parents back then. There was a monster outside. Like, if you've watched Stranger Things, pretty much the Demogorgon.
I didn't watch the whole of season 2. I just skipped to the last episode, because I couldn't care.
Spoilers.
Sure.
I'm trying to watch.
I'm going to spoil the entire series for myself. Who cares? Straight to the end.
I'm watching the new Star Wars movie tomorrow night, by the way.
That's good.
I hear Chewbacca and Leia have a baby. I'm kidding.
Whoa! Didn't see that one coming.
Han Solo dies again. Spoiler!
No spoilers on this podcast.
What if it comes true?
I've seen it. I'm not going to comment on it, though.
Okay.
There's a monster outside chasing you around or something?
Yeah, so the Demogorgon, basically. Mm-hmm. This is before Stranger Things, though, so...
It could have became famous, then.
Yeah, I could have invented it.
What the hell, man?
Yeah, I know, right? So it was there. I was out on the balcony, and I think it was attacking my sister. It was, like, getting ready to eat us. Yeah, like, super intense dream.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, man, I better go save my sister. And I was like, wait a minute. Monsters aren't real and like stopping me while the sister's like getting
torn apart.
You know that?
Wait a second. Monsters aren't real and meanwhile down there's like, oh my god, God help me! Oh, it's eaten my legs already! And you're just curious.
But at that point, my sister vanished from existence. So not only have I
left
her to be eaten, she's now been deleted from the dream.
You know what I had a dream of once? I was Jabba the Hutt. Ho, ho.
Ho, ho, ho. Anyway, as I'm trying to get through my story.
Continue, yes, yes, yes.
Sorry.
Anyway, so after that, I realized that I was in a dream, and I was like, this is awesome. So I was on the balcony, and I dived off the balcony and landed on the ground on my feet, right? Like, that would break my legs if I did it in real life. And I just started walking around like, this is so great, I can control myself. Maybe I can control my surroundings. Mm. And I was like, I just watched Inception a few months ago. I think it took a few months for me to learn properly how
wait,
to control
my genes. Wait, you just watched
it
a few months ago?
No, no, in his in the story.
Oh, in the story. So this was years ago.
I was like, dude.
And I was like, you know what I have to do? I have to control the earth and do that thing where they curl it round so they're like, it curls around.
You know, the street's up here and the street's also down here. Essentially.
Yeah, so really cool. And you can look up and there's people driving around. I was like, okay, this is awesome. So I did it and I managed to curl the world over. It was surprisingly easy.
No, of course.
But then the world turned into Minecraft.
And that's so when you lost.
Okay, I've got a serious question. What drugs did you take? Dude, can I take them?
Vitamin C and magnesium.
Oh, that's actually a street name for a drug. Vitamin
C. Okay, no. I didn't know that. Okay.
Hey, bro, you got any ketamine with vitamin C?
So I
don't do drugs.
No. I've seen what's happened.
I've had two experiences with lucid dreaming before.
Okay.
Both at a very young age.
Wait, I hadn't finished my story.
Well, then finish it, my God!
No, I think that was the end. So basically, I lost my lucidity, as you said, because world turned into Minecraft. But it was awesome. And even the Inception music started coming.
Oh, really?
Like, brruh, brruh, brruh. And then all the rest of my family like appeared out of nowhere, and they were like, John, did you do that thing from Inception? I was like, yeah. But what I realized was, did I actually have a dream about lucidity? Or was it just the fact that I so wanted badly to be able to do it that I had a dream about myself being lucid?
Okay.
What?
Let me, because I know I've read into the psychology of this. You can actually manipulate how you dream before you go to bed.
Oh, really?
Yeah. So but you'll know about this more.
No, well, it's more about in. So, like, for instance, my two...
Yeah, you can tell your story.
Yeah, like, I've only got... Like,
I imagine your dreams, Adam, are, like, about torturing young people.
No, no, not at all. In fact, it was me being tortured. My first dream... No, like, not my first... One of my first dreams I can remember, actually. It was about getting consumed, eaten by an alien. I was running... there's a playground. It was night. And there's these shrubs on the side of the road.
Should we turn off the lights for this?
Possibly. No, but like this is the first dream I can remember.
We are the mice of me. What is that from?
No, moving right along. I will get angry. No.
Monty Python, the Holy Grail.
So good. So basically what happened is I'm walking along and I hear this rustling coming from the shrubbery. And I look across and I see nothing. So I move closer. And even in my dream, I can remember it even to this day, like there was that ominous music started to play. In fact, I think it was the X-Files. And I move closer, and this green hand comes out, grabs me, and pulls me into the shrubs. At this point, the music has stopped, and all I can see is this weird, like, not reptilian, but like a scaled alien face, right? But its mouth, ours is horizontal.
Yeah.
Its mouth is vertical.
No!
That's brutal.
And it opens up a bit, like it's got like the teeth coming down the side.
Oh, dude.
I was like 8 or something like this. Maybe like even younger. And that's like the first full dream I remember because I was able to control it enough to escape from that. And the second time I was about 13, 14. And once again, aliens, I think I don't like aliens, surrounding my house. And I realized, oh, this is a dream. So I made a spear. I don't know why, because they're aliens. But I made this spear, and I go outside and I start throwing spears at these aliens. And they eventually flee, because it's not like they have advanced weaponry that could vaporize me. But considering I was lucid dreaming, they were just visitors from another planet who were trying to, you know, invade specifically my home. So, yeah.
Wow, like that moment where the hand comes out of the bush and pulls you in, like that kind of stuff just is terrifying.
I love
dreams.
That type of stuff.
That was my first
sexy
first mem, my first dream essentially. And yeah, just the mouth opening, like it coming towards me, like glowing red eyes.
Demigorgon.
Kinda. But no,
all had dreams about Stranger Things before it was that.
Sounds like it.
So what? One of the tricks I've heard about lucid dreaming is like to bring it about is to continually look at your watch like throughout the day.
Right.
So look at your watch every day. Notice the time.
I don't wear a watch. I'm too minimalist.
Yeah, same here. But as you're looking through, looking at the watch, you're like absorbing the time. So you get used to checking your watch. This may take a month or two to actually come to fruition. But as you're walking along and in your dream, you look at your watch. But while you're dreaming, you cannot tell time. And that will trigger your memory to think, wait a second, I can't tell time. This is a dream. Boom, in comes lucid dreaming. So it's all a flow-on effect, essentially. So just keep looking at your watch, ladies and gentlemen, if you want to dream.
That's... I've heard a similar thing where you always touch the wall of a room.
Oh,
yeah. And in a dream, it'll be perfectly flat.
Mm-hmm.
But in real life, obviously, there's little...
Caviar.
And also, looking at the back of your hand, apparently that will just be make no sense in the dream as well.
Ah.
So if you just look at... If you write something on the inside of your hand. That's right. If you write something on the inside of your hand, it won't be there when you're dreaming.
Oh, okay.
But anyway, so the one that worked for me was just writing the dreams down because it helps your brain's awareness of the dream.
Okay.
So if anyone would like to try at home to...
Or let us know if you have any tips yourself. Yeah.
Try a lucid dream.
Mm-hmm.
Dream about surviving the apocalypse the nerd way, becoming the most popular podcast in the world.
Oh, yeah. So...
I think this will, because I'm featured and I'm kidding. Oh,
so, Freddie, how does this...
Goodbye.
He's going to go and die now.
What, Frankie, how does lucid dreaming help you survive the zombie apocalypse?
I don't know. I'll just think of, like, a weapon that destroys everything only besides me because the whole world is involved around me and I'm a selfish...
Language. Believe that one. So... Yes.
Okay, so basically we're all in Frankie's dream. He's the last surviving human. What will you miss most about modern society? Adam, you start. What thing have you just become so accustomed to in your modern
life? Is this a question suitable for Adam, considering he hates most of today's society?
Yeah, actually, skip Adam. He's fine with the apocalypse. He'll be like, yes! Good morning, Australia! Apocalypse now! Woo!
I actually wouldn't miss pizza.
Oh, I'm with him there. That'll be the same as me, pizza.
Pizza and...
And
the internet.
I would miss pizza and girls.
Girls will still be around. They're not extinct.
Otherwise, there's no way to repopulate.
Well, yeah, but...
I'd become the...
Actually, PG, right? Let's not go there.
Yeah, let's not go
there. But that is an actual topic to have. Because when it comes to population growth, obviously the society is going to be not decimated. We're going to be obliterated, like to the brink of obliteration, because decimation is
so that whole thing where it's, I wouldn't date you if you were the last guy on Earth, it might happen.
It would happen. It would happen because...
So much for being picky.
Society is going to have to grow and develop. There's going to be less pickiness because we're going to need people for the future. Like, look at Japan at the moment, for instance, right?
Arigato!
So Japan has a problem in...
Am I going to date it that out?
No. So Japan has a problem with their population growth at the moment. So they have...
What? They got too many people, don't they?
They have too many old people. They don't have a lot of young people to take care of the older generation.
Maybe they should stop... The old people should stop caring about themselves and old traditions and move on.
Well, it could be, but it's more to do with economics. So if there aren't enough younger people to support the older generation with like financial income, then the economy will inevitably collapse. Which is why any... population growth expert, like from the UN, looks at the growing number of the world, and that we reach a point, and I think it's about 11 billion, where that is the maximum amount of sustainability our planet can actually support.
You know, one point I'm going to raise is, I wish the apocalypse would happen on Donald Trump.
But who knows, it could. What are you going to... Well, no politics on this show, so we don't... we don't comment on politics. So what are you going to miss about modern society, Frankie? Music?
I can always bring my guitar with me.
That's true, yeah.
Modern society, I think I'll miss about learning... Oh, then again, I mean, history will still be made in a sense, but I mean, like, history will be destroyed at the same time, because imagine what will happen if nukes get set off. Like, there won't be any books around. I love philosophy, by the way.
Mm-hmm.
Marcus Aurelius, great book. Marcus Aurelius, Meditations. It's the most amazing book for philosophy. Anyway...
Wow, this is the most highbrow we've ever been. Like, moments after talking about repopulating the Earth.
Yeah.
Nah, but out of all seriousness, it would definitely be history because, like, as much as history...
The prospect of learning.
Prospect of learning, like, we could eradicate the past... not us, but the apocalypse will eradicate the past in a lot of ways because imagine sending off nukes or blowing crap up or whatever or just zombies even eating cement. You never even know.
Well, forget about, like, zombies. Let's just think about, like, nuclear apocalypse.
Oh, okay, so this is about any apocalypse.
Yeah, this is
about
any apocalypse that could possibly
happen.
Oh,
okay, yeah. Well, whatever artifacts being destroyed, I would miss history the most because
that's fair.
History would have a line drawn.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's cool. And John?
Well, I think I would miss creativity. Like, you can have creative ways of creating your... bunker or your sustainable way of life.
Wait a second, don't you think, though, being an apocalypse and having nothing around, you can get, like, there's plenty of creativity of, like,
oh, there's so much to do.
Yeah.
Your whole existence is surviving, especially, because there's going to be a point where you're not going to have free time to sit and play your guitar, maybe around the campfire at night, but you're going to be farming, out scavenging, fighting off a horde of undead that are trying to eat your liver. Those type of things are... counterintuitive to creativity.
Yeah.
It's like World War II, where a lot of arts and... there was a lot of deep cuts into the arts programs in a lot of governments because
that was like least of their worrying.
Because that is the least of their worrying, because surviving is key.
Yeah.
So, yeah. But, yeah, sorry, John. So, creativity. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think you guys are right. So, I'll miss... like, I want to be writing stories. And, yeah, I'll miss Ableton. And
I would too, don't worry.
Creating the podcast, music.
Oh, we'll still create a podcast.
Yeah, well, we need to. We'll be broadcasting to everyone over the radio waves because no one will have internet by then.
Well, there you go. This is your time for fame, guys. Prime time.
Yes!
Let's hope an apocalypse happens tomorrow.
I think we're more happy about non-fame at this present stage. Yeah. And we'll just continue in our fun little areas. Thank you for joining us, and thank you for joining us in the live stream as well. We hope you had fun. At some stage, Frankie or John, I'm not sure which one, I do want to hear that that song come out with the falafel meat raining from the sky.
Oh, yeah, we need to make the final version.
Oh, yeah, on Donald Trump is daddy.
Yeah, whatever the case is, I would like to hear it, and I'm sure our audience would as well. So if you have any type of questions, comments, hate mail, please send them directly, well, the hate mail anyways, to me. And all other inquiries can go to... Oh, yes, all other inquiries can go to our email, which is John...
TheNerdsWay@gmail.com.
You can find me on Twitter at The Voice of Adam, although I'm rarely on there. John?
And
I'm going to troll you now.
I'm on Twitter at JLOKELY.
Jokely.
With an L there.
Yeah.
Maybe I should just change it to Jokely.
Maybe.
Anyway, JLOKELY. And Frank.
Frank, where can we get in contact with you?
Follow my socials, Frank Echo Music on Facebook, Frank Echo on Twitter. I'm on Snapchat now. It's Frank Echo if you want that. YouTube, Frank Echo Music. Just type in Frank Echo on anything social and I'm sure you'll find me.
Awesome. Music. I like it. Well, that's pretty much all we've got time for. We've been harping on for quite some time, I believe.
Just one more thing.
Of course.
I'm 8 likes away from being 1K on my page. So, invite friends.
So, if you've seen that, folks, like Frank Echo on Facebook.
And just think about how good the OCD part of your brain will feel when you click that button and it gets to 1,000.
I'm tempted to unlike just so we can watch it until it gets to 99.
I will slap you,
and just be like, boom, right at 1,000.
He wants to be at the 1,000 likes.
Oh, yeah. That would just satisfy me to no end. So anyway, I think that's all we have time for. Thank you for joining us. John, do you want the last word in this podcast?
Keep your go bag ready full of books, DVDs, music, and other forms of creativity. Probably VST synths, so you can produce music, I think is appropriate for today's episode.
Yeah.
Serum is a good one. Adam has no idea what we're talking about.
Wait, what? Really?
Adam,
oh, that's so cool!
You're an old grey-haired man.
I'm finally becoming Gandalf the Grey. And with that, good night.
Recording. Do you like a photo of this taxidermy cat?
That's brilliant. Wow. Jeez.
I I'm as evil as you are.
Almost.
No one will ever be you, but, yes.
This is a cheer-aid bonus.
I don't think it is anymore.
No, it's not.
I think since I've joined it hasn't.
The way this game is going to work, we're each going to write one line of the verse. But what I haven't told you guys is you're all to write it down in your phone, and then we're going to combine it together with no context.
I was walking down City Mall, saw two body bags, it's a white van. All of us say, do you kill him, chill him? They said, sure.
Yeah, just because I'm alone in the sea, I find myself unable to pee.
Next to a in body bags, next to a van.
Hello, City Mall, you're killing me, chilling.
We've got someone alone on the sea and finding himself unable to pee. You've got a zombie sneaking up behind them. You've got storms raining down on somebody and it smells like falafel mint.
What?
When I realized there was a zombie chasing me, running away. Daddy, please, Daddy Trump. Running away.
It's all drained down on me, and it smells like falafel meat.
Running away.
Daddy, please, Daddy Trump.
Running.
A new low. Oh my, that was brilliant. Loved it. Loved every second of it.
Brilliant.